Elm tree, elm leaf tree.
You got oaks.
They grows out in the woods. Yeah, we got oaks, we got elm trees, we have, let's see what you call these other trees, they just grow wild.
What kind of shade trees would you have? Any different types of shade trees?
Well, we have the big oak trees, the pecan trees, those are shade.
Have you ever seen
and
those?
And we have the, those alfalfa trees, yeah.
Okay.
Don't make noise, open the door, because it comes on. See, your box is playing in there, let's keep that close and we don't get that on the tape.
Did you ever see those kind of trees that have big balls on them and white scaly bark and white limbs?
Yeah, I'm trying to think what we call it now. Well, they have one right out here now. What's that tree called out there, Ninja?
Yeah.
I forget what his name. It's got one right out in the yard. It has those pink flowers on it, little white flowers in it. Oh, we have the rain trees.
Yeah.
They just grow.
Okay. What tree was it that Zacchaeus climbed in the Bible to see Jesus? You know what that tree was? That was the tree I was talking about.
A sycamore tree, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was a sycamore tree, but,
Okay, now.
I don't know. I'm not sure. They might have some around here. I don't know.
You ever see sumac or shumac?
No.
Never saw it? Okay.
I saw the dogwood trees. That grows wild. Dogwood. They got them around.
The kind of berries that have rough surface, you call them
blackberries.
Yeah, you ever had
raspberries, blackberries, mulberries.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do you ever see that big, large flowering tree that has green, shiny leaves and a white flower?
A magnolia?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you.
A magnolia tree is the state tree. It's Louisiana state flower. That's the flower for the state, the magnolia. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yes, it is.
Now, if a married woman doesn't want to make up her mind about something, she'd say, well, I better ask
some old lady.
Well, or if she's married, she'd say, I better ask.
About what you want to make up her mind about?
Well, you know, she said, I can't decide until I ask.
My mother or my father.
Or my husband.
My grandma.
The man she was married to, her...
Her husband.
Okay, she'd call him other names, you know, or whatever.
Well, some people have a pet name for their husband. Like they'll call him Daddy or Papa, or particular people who has children. Well, the children growing up, they call their daddy or their mother by their name. So she'll say, Daddy, you think I ought to do something such a thing? Or maybe she might say, honey, you think I ought to do something such a thing? Now, I call my husband Honey for a pet name. And he called me Sweetie.
Okay.
And when the children were coming up, if they said Honey or Sweetie, say, that's your mama.
Yeah.
That's your daddy. Now, our grandma, we call her Mame. We call our grandpa Pepe. I don't know where the name originated from, but that's the way it was.
Would you ever hear somebody say, my old lady or my old man?
Oh, yeah, they say that quite often. They still do. I've never said that. I've never addressed my husband as my old man. Never have. I always say, well, I'll ask my husband, or I'll tell my husband about it. Or he said, my wife. He never even addressed it. But if he was speaking to somebody, he wouldn't say, well, let me go ask Olga. Let me go ask my wife. We tried to be very careful what we said or do because of the children. You know? Because the children of today, they learn enough things wrong now.